Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Sometimes it feels like the sun will never rise, like the birds will never sing again. Believe in a power greater than what you are going through. When you don't know what to do, keep breathing.
That's right. When you don't know what to do, just keep on breathing. From beautiful Huntington Beach, California, on the HealthyLife.net network. Heard in all 50 states and 135 countries, all positive talk radio. Welcome to all my listeners out there in Radio Land. I am Dave, the caregiver's caregiver at caregiverdave.com, along with my lovely co-host, former mayor from a California beach town, Debbie Peterson, best-selling author. And we're coming to you live and on demand also on 24/7, numerous syndicated radio and podcast networks, 26 global audio video platforms, including iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Vimeo, Stitcher Radio, and the list goes on and on. In fact, we're proud to be voted number one caregiver podcast on FeedSpot out of thousands and number one caregiver podcast on Player FM of the top 50. And we have an especially exciting show planned for you today. Dr. Bradley Nelson, Trapped Emotions and the Six Underlying Causes of Disease. Americans spend $8,895 annually on healthcare, the third largest amount in the world, yet our health ranks worse than residents of 33 other nations, according to a new report by 24/7 Wall Street. We die younger and experience more illnesses than people in other rich nations. That's terrible. But before we get started, I do want to take this moment and thank my last week's guest. Is your career making you a zombie? How to go from a walking dead to an invincible whose career is on fire? Mustafa Amar. And just a reminder, you can watch or listen to that interview and all our interviews on our membership website, caregiverdave.com, or any of our other 25 global audio and video networks that I mentioned earlier. All right, enough of that. Dr. Bradley, welcome to the Caregiver Dave Show. We're so excited to have you on.
Well, thank you both for having me on. It's great to be here.
And I always like to ask my guests, just who is Dr. Bradley Nelson and why was he placed on this earth?
Well, that's a great question. I believe
if only we had the answer to that great question.
Well, no, I think I do have the answer. I mean, okay. The experiences that I've had in my life have helped me to develop these very simple methods of using quantum physics, the principles of quantum physics, to bring about healing. And to bring about better health for people physically and mentally and emotionally. And I think that's the reason why I'm here.
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
Wow.
Let me introduce
you. Now, that's really intriguing to me. Because when I was younger, I had a friend from Poland, a doctor, who talked a lot about quantum physics and how various it seems that I don't even know what I'm talking about, but particles actually seem to communicate with each other in some way. Are you on that same kind of a wavelength?
Yeah, they definitely do. I mean, Albert Einstein and, and his contemporaries that were really the scientists that discovered so much about the unseen world, the quantum world, they came to some really interesting conclusions. Einstein himself said that the medicine of the future will be the medicine of frequencies. Think about that for a minute. Worse than drugs and surgery, right? But that was Einstein. Nikola Tesla said, if you want to understand the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration, right? And so, lots of doctors for many, many years have said that energy medicine is going to be the future of medicine, the future of healing, but we haven't really known what in the world that might look like until now, really. And I think that we are finally being introduced to these healing methods that are really much simpler than we had ever imagined they could be. Simple enough that children can use them, and yet powerful enough that pain, physical pain, emotional pain, depression, anxiety, phobias, panic attacks, PTSD, physical problems of all kinds are actually now being helped and overcome by people who have no formal training in medicine or healing of any kind, people that have no formal training in quantum physics, yet the principles of quantum physics are what they are. And what we've done, and my purpose in this world, I believe, is to make these principles so transparent for people that they can use them to help themselves and heal themselves and heal their loved ones. There's always going to be a need for Western medicine, but most of the time, most people don't need drugs or surgery. Most of the time, most people just need to have the imbalances that are going on within their bodies unveiled and uncovered and then corrected. And it's really the most amazing thing. I started out as a chiropractor, I think 35 years ago, practiced for about roughly about 20 years. And I had been a computer programmer before I became a chiropractor. And so I had all of this left brain knowledge, right? And what I began to realize was that the subconscious mind within each person, and obviously, I mean, if you think about it, there's a computer of sorts within us that, you know, keeps the air moving in and out of our lungs and keeping our heart beating and all that. Well, really, it is a computer, but it's a computer unlike any computer that we're used to. I mean, if you think about it, you look at your phone and there's a screen there and you can touch things. So it has a touch screen interface. I'm sitting at my laptop. There's a screen and a keyboard. So it's got a keyboard, you know, and a screen interface. But the subconscious mind within each person, I believe, is the most powerful computer that exists in the known universe. So in other words, we have all this knowledge inside of us. Within each person, within each of us, is the absolute perfect knowledge and perfect understanding of what's really wrong with us, why we're dealing with these various physical and mental and emotional symptoms and problems. And that's how I built my practice. And that's the kind of practice that I had. Most of the people that I saw had been told there was no help for them in Western medicine, that they were incurable, but that just meant that there were imbalances going on within them that could be identified. And that's how this works. That's how the emotion code works. That's how the body code works. We're able to identify the things that are going on that are really the underlying things that are blocking people from being totally well, because our natural tendency is to be totally well and totally healthy. And the quantum physics side of it is just kind of a bonus that we now know that these bodies of ours are really nothing but pure energy. And energy is something that can change instantly. And through quantum physics, we know we're all, you know, intimately connected energetically, everyone in the whole world. And so we have thousands and thousands of practitioners. We've certified, I think, almost 13,000 people now in 80 countries or so who do this work live and in person with other people. But they also have clients that are on the other side of the world working with them and getting immediate results in many, many cases. So it's really quite fascinating.
You know, you talked initially about some very simple cures that don't require a medical degree, and I think back to the laying on of hands to heal, and massage even. I get a massage. I've been getting a massage once a week for 25 years, and I was told by my doctors that I had a genetic familial high cholesterol problem that could not be resolved. Period. And so I looked at my life and I said, well, you know, what do I not have under control? And it was stress. So I've been getting a massage every week and my cholesterol's fine now.
Sure.
So I totally ascribe to what you're saying. And I had a conversation last night with a friend, and, you know, some of my friends, are more or less interested in the woo-woo types of things. And I said, you know, I'm not sure that it's woo-woo. I think it's just science we don't understand yet.
Exactly. Yeah, I think that's exactly it. The world has these operating principles that we're not totally aware of yet, but quantum physics is really, you know, turning the rock over on all of these principles, and we're seeing how it works, and now we're starting to utilize those principles, and it's amazing how well it works.
Now, for those who don't know what quantum physics is, can you give a layman's definition that, you know, a 12-year-old can understand, perhaps?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, if you take your hand, for example, and you put it under a big microscope, and you start zooming in and increasing the magnification, eventually you'd be looking at a single cell. And if you zoomed into that cell past the level of the organelles that make up that cell, eventually you're looking at the DNA that makes up that cell. And if you keep zooming in, eventually you'd be looking at a single individual atom. And at that point, if you were to look inside of that atom, you'd see, well, there's really nothing in there. It's just empty space. It's just energy, little energy zipping around at the speed of light. You'd notice the next atom's a long distance away. And so the quantum physics is really the study of the smallest elements, the smallest particles. And I really dislike the word particle, because it makes it sound like it's actually a little tiny physical object, but it's really not. The smallest elements that make us up are really nothing but pure energy. In fact, quantum physicists understand this, and they, a few years ago, I heard these, physicists made this calculation. They said, well, really, if you could take all the empty space out of every single person's body on Earth, and if you could then put all of those people into a box, you could fit them into a box the size of a sugar cube. And that's all 7.8 billion people in the world in a sugar cube. And there would still be room left over. It's very difficult for us to wrap our heads around these kinds of thoughts, because they're just, to us, they don't make sense, because we know that our bodies are solid and they have weight and they have mass and so on. But the strange reality of it is that our bodies are energy fields more than anything else. And so so quantum physics is really the study of the smallest energies that make us who we are. And they found some very strange things. They found that these smallest particles, we'll call them, will change their behavior depending on what the observer of that particle is actually expecting to see. And that's very strange if you think about it. Some scientists have concluded that there has to be some kind of a mind, an intelligent mind that is the matrix of all matter, to quote Max Planck. And also, we now know that these energies can become entangled at vast distances. And so, in other words, one particle can become connected with another particle at distances at least as great as the diameter of the Earth. And that, and really at probably interstellar distances, without any stretch. And so, it's fascinating, because when we do this work remotely and we work on someone remotely, we have a very clear intention to connect with them. And then we can make a profoundly powerful connection with that person and make changes in their energetic beings. And it sounds really esoteric, but it's actually really, really simple. And the end result is usually a decrease in symptoms, sometimes an immediate cessation of pain, things like that. But quantum physics explains it all very, very well. And so, so that's, in a nutshell, that's what quantum physics is. And, you know, in the emotion code book, in the body code book, we talk just a little about quantum physics. We're not trying to make people quantum physicists. I'm not a mechanic, for example, but I drive my car every day. I don't care really how it works. it just gets me where I'm going. And that's how it is with quantum physics too. Same thing.
All right. Well, I hope that helps for those who don't know what it is. But you say something like use your intuition to keep your health. How do you say that?
Well, it's important for us to be aware of the messages that are being given to us, not only from, you know, from above, from the angels around us, but those messages coming from our own inner beings.
Mm-hmm.
So we all have intuition. But, you know, not everybody's learned how to tap into that inner knowledge very easily. And, Dean Koontz, I think, said, intuition is seeing with the soul, which is an interesting way to think about it. Now, what is intuition? Well, some examples might be you might have an unexplained knowing that something is going to happen before it happens. Have either one of you had that kind of thing?
Sure.
Yeah, that was the very conversation I was having last night. I'm involved in a political battle right now, and a gentleman, a doctor, came to me and he said, "You know, I'm kind of psychic, and I had a premonition of exactly what you were concerned about happening." And, mm-hmm. You know, I trust that because I've had those knowings and they have never been wrong. And if I don't follow them and don't trust them, things don't end up as well as if I had.
Right. Yeah.
And you know, the animal world, I have a dog and, you know, where he has a cut, an abrasion, he licks it and he licks it and he licks it. And that's intuition to him. Now, I don't remember, but I think a dog's tongue has antibiotic properties. I mean, I could be wrong, but explain that.
Well, you know, saliva, of course, is full of enzymes, and enzymes help to break down bacteria and so on. So yeah, we have things like that. I mean, it's really interesting. Intuition, there are different kinds of intuition, right? Different ways that it manifests to different people. Some people just having a knowingness about things, that's how their intuition speaks to them. Other people will actually hear things. And I've had that happen on a number of occasions. Some people will kind of see it in their mind. They'll see what the answer is, et cetera, or they might receive some kind of, maybe a warning or a flash or a glimpse of something. And that might seem to come out of nowhere. It's really interesting. And what's great about intuition is that you can develop your intuitive gifts, you see. And some of the ways that you can do that, one thing you can do is you can meditate. Most of the time, we have so much coming at us from so many different directions, right, that we tend to be really distracted. And think about it. I mean, how many times has it happened that you're having a quiet moment and all of a sudden someone texts you? And, you know, we have this Pavlovian response where we want to look at that. It might be important, right? And so we tend to look. They have done studies where they have found that if you're working and being productive, if you get interrupted by, you know, an email message or some kind of bell that goes off or a message, text message coming in or something, that it'll take you 15 minutes statistically to get back to the same flow state that you were in before. So you think about how distracted we are all constantly being. So that's one thing. Meditation is great. Listening to the body. Most people, most of us are so distracted and so busy that we don't really listen to what our bodies are trying to tell us. But that's
very interesting. Listen, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. Do not go away.
Secrets from the Hammock is Dave Nassani's new book. This gives you many secrets on how to navigate life in an easy-to-use and read format. Imagine forgiving those that hurt you or realizing and using the power of momentum or discovering the hardest part of love and how to overcome it. Get this and more info with Secrets from the Hammock by Dave Nassani. Get your copy now. Available on Kindle, Audible, and Amazon.com. That's Secrets from the Hammock. And relax. Dave's got you covered.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
Guilt, fear, loneliness, burnout. These are just some of the things caregivers feel. But now there's hope. CaregiverDave.com is a membership website with an understanding community designed around supporting you. With a little perspective, planning, and practical help, you can become a thriving caregiver. Start by visiting CaregiverDave.com. Get weekly calls, practical solutions, and free resources. Plus, when you sign up, you'll get a 30-minute coaching call free. Don't wait. Go to CaregiverDave.com and join now.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
Reclaim your caregiver sanity with Dave Nassani's book, It's My Life Too. Caring for someone with an illness or condition who is expected to live for a relatively long period of time is a specific and unique challenge. This book pinpoints the needs and strategies a caregiver must do for themselves in order to survive, thrive, and make caregiving a rewarding, gratifying experience. So get your copy of It's My Life Too today, or buy one for your special caregiver. It's My Life Too is available at Amazon.com and Caregiver Dave.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret. Now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
Hey, welcome back to the Caregiver Dave Show with Dr. Bradley Nelson and my guest host, Debbie Peterson. Debbie, you have a question.
I was actually asking during the break and didn't get finished with the question is, who was it you were quoting just a few minutes ago or a few seconds ago? It said something profound and I wanted to take a note of that. If people see me looking down, yeah. I'm taking notes.
Sure. That was Dean Koontz that said that. K-O-O-N-T-Z. He's an author and, you know, someone that's, into these kinds of things. And the quote was, intuition is seeing with the soul, which is a great quote. When you think about it, we see with our eyes, but to see with your soul, I love that quote. I think it's, makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, I do too. Used to have a favorite song about what we can see with the eyes of our souls, and there's something very different about that than just seeing.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely right. Well, you know, I believe that we're all divine beings, and we're here for divine reasons, and we're not here by happenstance at all. We're here because we're supposed to be here. And my own personal belief is that. That there was a lot of planning that went into when we were going to be born and who we were going to be born to and what the circumstances of our lives would be and who our friends would be and the people that we would come in contact with in our lives. And one of my favorite things to do is to watch, near-death experiences that people have. And the more of those I watch, the more I am confirmed in this belief that it's all planned out for us and that life is really a gift for us. And if you think about it, it's a beautiful thing. I believe we lived before we came here. We didn't have physical bodies, but we were spirit beings. And we were sentient and conscious and awake and aware. And then we came into this world and our memories of that past life, that world where we were, those memories are all gone for us.
Yeah, like a dream.
Yeah.
like remembering a dream.
Yeah. They're closer in small children, I believe.
They totally are. Yep.
My son used to be incredibly psychic. He would ask me questions about what I was thinking. Mommy, why did that man do that when he was 2 years old? And I realized I have to be careful what I'm thinking about around my son if I think he's too young to process some of these issues I deal with.
Yeah. Isn't that wild?
Yeah. And then I would question him, what do you mean? What man? What are you talking? And he would repeat to me what I was thinking about, and I'd said nothing. And nor had I talked, you know, he hadn't overheard phone calls or anything. He was responding to my thoughts.
How is he today?
He doesn't do it so much today. But my family do accept that I personally still have a little of those things that go on, and they trust my family and friends always trust my intuition because they've learned that it's always right.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
Sometimes though, what I have, held myself accountable to is to ensure that it is in fact intuition, not paranoia, not fear. I wonder if you can talk to, well, how do you know the difference between whether it's intuition or whether it's just, you know, some psychological thing you need to get through?
Yeah. Well, you know, that's really a great question. You know, a question that kind of is connected to that is how do you get answers? You know, if you, like, let's say that you're at some kind of a crossroads in your life and you're trying to decide whether you should take the road to the left or the road to the right. How do you get answers about that? Because, and I'll tell you what I have learned in my life about that kind of thing is that you study it in your own mind and you make a decision one way or the other. And it seems to help that you make a decision. And then what I do is I take that to God, higher power, source energy, you know, whatever, we all have different names for God. And then I'll just ask if I've made the right decision. And then what you have to do is you have to listen. And what you're listening for is feelings of peace. You feel peaceful about that decision you've made. And if you have, it's right. But if you feel confusion or anxiety about it, the decision is wrong. And that's the method that I have used all my life, and it's never failed me. And so it's, if you think about intuition, you know, coming to you, I think discerning whether that intuition is really intuition or is just coming from your own mind and it's more superficial chatter. I think to get below that chatter, what you need to do is really quiet your mind and relax and really, if you're really trying to, you know, figure out some kind of answer or determine some kind of intuition and what the source of it might be, I think that meditation and prayer are the keys to that for me anyway.
Hey, listen, we're up on another break. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Secrets from the Hammock is Dave Nassani's new book. This gives you many secrets on how to navigate life in an easy-to-use and read format. Imagine forgiving those that hurt you or realizing and using the power of momentum or discovering the hardest part of love and how to overcome it. Get this and more info with Secrets from the Hammock by Dave Nassani. Get your copy now. Available on Kindle, Audible, and Amazon.com. That's Secrets from the Hammock. And relax. Dave's got you covered.
Discover the world's largest anti-aging organization, Life Extension. For the best information, vitamins, and supplements, you just can't beat Life Extension. To start extending your life, go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Life Extension banner.
One Arm, One Leg, 100 Words by Dave Nassani is the book that helps you overcome and perhaps even prevent the hardships associated with strokes. Dave takes you on his journey and experience with his own wife, Charlene, a stroke survivor. This book tells you everything about strokes to help you and your loved ones survive without making costly mistakes that may save a life or a brain from irreparable damage. One Arm, One Leg, 100 Words. The book is available on Amazon.com or order it from fine bookstores everywhere.
If you want USA and worldwide car rentals, choose rentacar.com. Free cancellations on most bookings, no hidden charges. They are trusted by over 4 million customers. Visit our advertiser page and click on the Rent-A-Car banner.
Guilt, fear, loneliness, burnout. These are just some of the things caregivers feel. But now there's hope. CaregiverDave.com is a membership website with an understanding community designed around supporting you. With a little perspective, planning, and practical help, you can become a thriving caregiver. Start by visiting CaregiverDave.com. Get weekly calls, practical solutions, and free resources. Plus, when you sign up, you'll get a 30-minute coaching call free. Don't wait. Go to CaregiverDave.com and join now. Remember, get positive emotions at www.healthylife.net.
Welcome back to the Caregiver Dave Show. I'm Dave Nassani. Dr. Bradley Nelson is my guest. Debbie Peterson, Mayor Debbie, is my guest host. Let's talk about your book, The Emotion Code, and you've updated it. What do you hope that people will get out of reading that, and what updates have you made?
Well, let me grab a copy of it so I can show you the audience here. The emotion code looks like this, and it's an expanded version. We put a whole new chapter in here, in this new version, on inherited trapped emotions. And what is an inherited trapped emotion? Well, first of all, a trapped emotion is the energy of an emotion that has become trapped in the body. Think about what Tesla said. You want to understand the secrets of the universe? Think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. Well, when you're feeling an intense emotion, maybe it's anger or grief or sadness, whatever it might be, on a quantum level in the body, when you're feeling a particular emotional frequency, what that is on a quantum level is a particular vibration. It's a particular frequency of energy. Every emotion has its own frequency and its own vibration. And if that emotion is too powerful, that energy may become trapped in the body. Well, what we've been doing for many, many years is finding with the emotion code and releasing emotional energies that may go back for 100 years or even 200, 300, 400, 500, 600 years. Sometimes what happens is an ancestor goes through some intense emotional event in their life, and then their subconscious mind decides, you know, we should probably let we should pass this down somehow so that our posterity won't have to go through what we went through. There are books written about this. It's really fascinating. There was a book written recently about grandchildren of Holocaust survivors. And they did all of these tests with these people, and they found that these grandchildren of these Holocaust survivors were very different, that there were changes in their DNA, that their immune systems were different than normal people. They were much more susceptible to illness and so on. And they figured out that the only explanation was what the grandparents went through, which you wouldn't think would have anything to do with the grandchildren. But yet that's the reality. Scientists now know. In fact, there was a landmark study done, I think, about 15 years ago, where they were studying mice and inheritance, and they found that if a mouse was shocked at the same time that it was smelling the scent of cherry blossom, that memory somehow would pass to its children for many generations. And they took sperm from these mice that had been sensitized, shocked, and smelled the cherry blossom. They took that sperm to the other side of the campus. I think this was in Atlanta. And they impregnated female mice that had never been shocked and had never smelled cherry blossom. And they found that the offspring of those female mice also had this sensitization, so that if they smelled cherry blossom, they would have a fear reaction. And so that blew everyone's mind, because scientists had no idea. I mean, looking at DNA under a microscope, trying to figure out, well, how in the world is it possible that this kind of thing can happen, this kind of inheritance, the inheritance of traumatic experiences? How does that work? Well, it's a quantum physics principle, you see, and we've been doing it routinely for many, many years. So we wanted to add a chapter to the Emotion Code book about inheritance. And what's really amazing is the things that we see that that our lives, you see, that we're living right now are colored by our own emotional baggage from our own experiences that we've lived through. But the lives that we are able to manifest are also, in many cases, limited by emotional baggage that we inherited at the moment of conception from mom or dad. I mean, it may be that you're having trouble right now finding love because maybe your eighth great grandmother was jilted at the altar, or maybe you're having a hard time making money now because your great grandfather was thrown into the poorhouse. And those emotional energies are part of you because you're connected to them. So, it's a lot of fun.
So that's working on those energies that were put in place really, genetically as a safety code. Be careful of the Nazis, they'll kill you, or be careful of the cherry blossoms, they shock you.
Exactly.
So there must be things that are also, passed down that make us survivors or help us to survive. Any comments on the positive aspects of that?
Well, and before you answer that, that makes a lot of sense because we had an infestation of mice here recently. And, you know, the little baby mice, it was really hard for them to catch them because they would avoid the sticky traps or the other tracks, or they would somehow lick it clean. It's almost like they knew that this was not good and they should stay away from it.
Yeah.
And that, you know, is preposterous how, because, you know, a little mouse's brain isn't very big and you don't think they're very smart.
Yeah, isn't it amazing? Well, you know, I think that definitely there are things that are healthy that are passed down, but then there are also things that are passed down that are just not really beneficial for us, and things that interfere with our abilities to really create the life that we're capable of. So as a result, mankind in general is, I think, operating under the weight of a lot of emotional baggage. I mean, if you think about people whose ancestors were enslaved, or people who were persecuted or murdered, and, you know, I mean, we've all got ancestors and they all experienced hard things. You know, I mean, life several hundred years ago was difficult at best, right? Let alone, yeah. I mean, all the wars and all the pogroms and all the horrible things that have gone on, you know, on this planet. And so, it's really interesting. The big picture of that for me is, I believe that the world is really in a transformational state, that the earth is in labor in a sense, trying to give birth to this new world, unlike any world, any of us have ever known, a world where people will be living from their hearts. But in order to get to that world, we have to bring these ancestors with us because the earth belongs to them just like it does to us. And they are still alive, even though, you know, they're not physically alive, and animals too. And that's another fascinating thing. We added some more stories in the book about animals. And, there's a whole chapter in here about animals, how you can use the emotion code with your animals and release their emotional baggage. And the beautiful thing about it is the information's all in here. You can learn how to do this yourself, right from the book.
So where can we get this book? I'm making more notes now because I know my friend has it for me at her house. When I go to stay, I get to see it, but I want my own copy. Where do I get it?
Sure. Well, Amazon, obviously, but also Barnes & Noble, anywhere books are sold, your local bookstore should have it. Also Audible. So it's on really? Audible.
Yeah. Did you read it yourself?
I did read it myself, yeah. The foreword was done by Tony Robbins. And read the foreword. He's a friend of mine. And then I read the rest of the book. And yeah, it's an amazing book. And I hope that you do get it because, it will open your mind to, just the most amazing aspect of our existence. And that is that the emotional things that we go through can stay with us and cause so much of our difficulties, physical, mental, emotional. Getting rid of emotional baggage can free you and change your life.
I'll definitely be reading it. It brings to mind another thing that happened to me today. I was speaking with someone I've spoken with quite a lot. I deal with a lot of people who are fighting corruption. And that's what I started writing about when I stopped being in political office. And speaking to one guy, I've spoken with him many, many times, but today we realized that our families were really from the same former state, and our ancestors had experienced some of the same things. We'd gone to the same high schools. We had no idea. There was no reason that we would have believed that. And my response to him today was, well, we're connected. Yeah. We are connected. And that was, I mean, we are, of course, a lot, many of us believe we're all connected one way or another, but it so intrigues me when those kinds of things happen. And I think it goes through generations. That's a whole other thing. But I have a friend in Scotland who was my neighbor, and we have a common ancestor, which she found looking through a family Bible of mine from the 1800s. And, it was amazing. And I think, you know, I think many, many times our ancestors were friends also. And somehow we continue to be drawn to one another.
Yeah. Oh, I totally believe that. There have been many instances in my own life, and especially doing this kind of energy work. I remember I was at an event one time, and there was a woman that came up out of the audience that we worked on and released some emotional baggage that was inherited. Well, it just so happened that there was a woman in the audience who, as we were talking and kind of tracing down this genealogy, realized that she was also related to that ancestor. And when we released that inherited emotion from her, that energy, this other woman's pain went away. So it's really true. We're all connected. It's amazing.
Yeah. We're going to take our last break. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Secrets from the Hammock is Dave Nassani's new book. This gives you many secrets on how to navigate life in an easy-to-use-and-read format. Imagine forgiving those that hurt you, or realizing and using the power of momentum, or discovering the hardest part of love and how to overcome it. Get this and more info with Secrets from the Hammock by Dave Nassani. Get your copy now. Available on Kindle, Audible, and Amazon.com. That's Secrets from the Hammock. And relax. Dave's got you covered. Guilt, fear, loneliness, burnout. These are just some of the things caregivers feel. But now there's hope. CaregiverDave.com is a membership website with an understanding community designed around supporting you. With a little perspective, planning, and practical help, you can become a thriving caregiver. Start by visiting CaregiverDave.com. Get weekly calls, practical solutions, and free resources. Plus, when you sign up, you'll get a 30-minute coaching call free. Don't wait. Go to CaregiverDave.com and join now.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Reclaim your caregiver sanity with Dave Nassani's book, It's My Life Too. Caring for someone with an illness or condition who is expected to live for a relatively long period of time is a specific and unique challenge. This book pinpoints the needs and strategies a caregiver must do for themselves in order to survive, thrive, and make caregiving a rewarding, gratifying experience. So get your copy of It's My Life 2 today, or buy one for your special caregiver. It's My Life 2 is available at Amazon.com and CaregiverDave.com.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
One Arm, One Leg, 100 Words by Dave Nassani is the book that helps you overcome and perhaps even prevent the hardships associated with strokes. Dave takes you on his journey and experience with his own wife, Charlene, a stroke survivor. This book tells you everything about strokes to help you and your loved ones survive without making costly mistakes that may save a life or a brain from irreparable damage. One arm, one leg, 100 words. The book is available on Amazon.com or order it from fine bookstores everywhere.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
And welcome back to our final segment on Caregiver Dave's show with Dr. Bradley Nelson. What haven't we spoken about that you would like to discuss, Dr. Bradley?
Well, you know, I think it would be fun to talk about the heart wall a little bit.
All right.
So back in the 1960s when doctors started doing heart transplants, it didn't take long before they noticed that sometimes people would come back reporting strange things, that their taste in music or food or sports had totally changed, or that they had memories of being in places that they never in their life had ever visited. And when they were connected with the family of the heart donor, they would find inevitably, well, things like, well, yes, our daughter loved Rome. She visited Rome every year. And now you have memories of being in Rome, and you say you've never in your life ever visited Rome. How is that even possible? Those must be her memories then. That's bizarre, right? There are whole books written about this. It's called Cellular Memory. And we now know that the heart has a lot of gray matter and white matter in it. And there's a science now that's a new science, really, relatively new, called neurocardiology. And so what happens is sometimes when you feel like your heart is going to break, and by the way, the ancients believed the heart was the seat of the soul, the source of love and creativity and romance. And in the West, we've never really given any of those ideas any kind of credence, just thinking that they were poetic license. We're now beginning to understand that that each one of us really has two brains. There's a brain full of gray matter and white matter up here in the head, but then there's another brain full of gray matter and white matter, and that's in the heart. And so sometimes a person can feel like their heart is going to break. And most of us have felt that sensation at one point or another when you're really deeply grieved or someone's really hurting you. And when that happens, your heart is under assault, and the subconscious mind will often build a wall around the heart. They'll put up a wall, and that heart is then protected by the energy of that wall. And that wall is always made of emotional baggage. In other words, trapped emotional energies. And so it's the most amazing thing, but it is the most important part of the emotion code. Because 93% of people have put up a wall like this around their heart that they're not even aware of. And yet what that wall is doing is it's interfering with their ability to give and receive love, to connect with other people, and to really manifest the perfect blueprint that lies within their heart of the life that that they can have. And so when that wall is taken down, I mean, the most amazing things often happen. People fall in love who never ever thought they would. People have creative ideas that start to flow spontaneously to them. People are able to sell the house they couldn't sell all of a sudden, or they're able to finally meet the person that is right for them after a long chain of failures. It's one of the things I think that really is driving this phenomenal success of the emotion code around the world. You know, the book came out in 2007, and it's still going. And it's not stopping. It's just picking up momentum all the time. And you can see behind me on the wall some of the languages the book has been translated into, I think 25 languages or so now. They send me books, and I don't know what else to do with them, so I just hang them up on the wall. But the beauty of it is that people are learning that they can identify whether they have a wall like this, and then we teach them in the book how they can take down this wall. And you know, it's incredible, really. But And I never in my wildest dreams would have imagined that something like this goes on. But this was actually shown to me. And we explain the whole story in the book. So it's pretty wild.
Well, anything else? Debbie, got any questions? Well,
yeah, I do have a question. One of the things that I've observed is that the happiness study with the United Nations, and they've identified the countries in which people identify themselves as being happier than others. And one of the things that they haven't completely finished studying is cycles of virtue and cycles of non-virtue. And it does seem to be the case that in countries where there are cycles of virtue, where people are loving one another more and more cohesive and there's more community, like the Nordic countries, Norway, Finland, Sweden, they are happier. And it seems to me that there is, it does seem to be the case. It's hard to break a positive cycle, and it's also hard to break the negative cycles. And of course, my thing I'm working on is, how do we break those negative cycles and bring them positive? So it seems like there's some connection there. And it certainly in the Nordic countries, they don't have a history of slavery. They have a history of actually of equal representation of all members of society. And they still do that even in the way that they integrate their new citizens from different countries, how they welcome them. And so there seems to be a connection there as well that goes through generations.
Yeah, it's really interesting. You know, I teach seminars in Europe quite a bit and around the world. And many times I'll teach a seminar in Germany, and I love the German people. And then I'll go to Switzerland. I'll teach a seminar in Switzerland, and I love the Swiss people. But it's so interesting because the same seminar taught in those two different countries, as the presenter, it's very interesting to me to notice the differences in Switzerland, for example, as opposed to Germany, because the German people, the cities were all bombed, where in Switzerland they weren't. Switzerland stayed neutral, you know, during those two world wars. And so you can tell when I go to Germany, I can almost feel this this veil on the country that we're working.
It's an oppression. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. And also, you know, there's this tremendous shame and guilt and so on from, you know, World War II especially. And so we're working to lift that, and that's going to happen. But yeah, there's definitely, for me, it's interesting as a presenter and connecting with audiences in all these different countries, there's definitely a lot to that. And that cycle that you're talking about is very real.
Well, Dr. Bradley, it's been a great interview. I can't believe how fast this hour is gone. Thank you so much for coming on the show. How can listeners reach you? I know your book is on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, all those places.
Sure. Well, our website for our company is called Discover Healing, which makes sense, right? Because we teach people how to discover healing for themselves and also how to discover their own healing abilities. So discoverhealing.com mm-hmm. is our main site. And then I have a personal site at drbradleynelson.com. It's drbradleynelson.com, N-E-L-S-O-N. And so, yeah, either one of those sites. And, of course, we're all over, you know, Twitter and all social media, Facebook.
And Mayor Debbie, how can people get a hold of you, find out what you do?
You know, the very simplest way to do it is just Google happiest corruption. And it will come up right on top of the page, and you can link to all of the books I've written about how to make sure that your city isn't the happiest corruption like my county was.
Right. And I'm at caregiverdave.com. And again, reminder, all our live shows become recorded podcasts and videocasts on all our platforms mentioned before. And what else? My membership website, caregiverdave.com, a free membership support community with lots of free gifts and resources, including a 30-minute free coaching call. Everybody can solve anything that's bothering them in 30 minutes or less, typically, or at least get started on it. And again, please click the like or follow button, whatever you're watching, whatever platform you're watching on or listening to. Helps us reach even more caregivers by improving Google's search engine algorithms. So again, to all my listeners, thank you again for tuning in every week. So until next week, same time, same channel. May God richly bless you. Bye-bye.
One Arm, One Leg, 100 Words by Dave Nassani is the book that helps you overcome and perhaps even prevent the hardships associated with strokes. Secrets from the Hammock is Dave Nassani's new book. This gives you many secrets on how to navigate life in an easy-to-use and read format. Imagine forgiving those that hurt you or realizing and using the power of momentum or discovering the hardest part of love and how to overcome it. Get this and more info with Secrets from the Hammock by Dave Nassani. Get your copy now. Available on Kindle, Audible, and Amazon.com. That's Secrets from the Hammock. And relax. Dave's got you covered. Dave takes you on his journey and experience with his own wife, Charlene, a stroke survivor. This book tells you everything about strokes to help you and your loved ones survive without making costly mistakes that may save a life or a brain from irreparable damage. One Arm, One Leg, 100 Words. The book is available on Amazon.com or order it from fine bookstores everywhere.
For the best in business class travel, count on Cheapo Air. Cheapo Air has the best price guarantee, 24/7 customer service, and easy booking online or by phone. To experience your hassle-free journey, start by going to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Cheapo Air.
Reclaim your caregiver sanity with Dave Nassani's book, It's My Life Too. Caring for someone with an illness or condition who is expected to live for a relatively long period of time is a specific and unique challenge. This book pinpoints the needs and strategies a caregiver must do for themselves in order to survive, thrive, and make caregiving a rewarding, gratifying experience. So get your copy of It's My Life Too today, or buy one for your special caregiver. It's My Life Too is available at Amazon.com and CaregiverDave.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
Guilt, fear, loneliness, burnout. These are just some of the things caregivers feel. But now there's hope. CaregiverDave.com is a membership website with an understanding community designed around supporting you. With a little perspective, planning, and practical help, you can become a thriving caregiver. Start by visiting CaregiverDave.com. Get weekly calls, practical solutions, and free resources. Plus, when you sign up, you'll get a 30-minute coaching call free. Don't wait. Go to CaregiverDave.com and join now.
The Bright Side of Talk. HealthyLife.net.
We are a community of caregivers that understands and supports you wherever you are in your journey. We are a place to connect with other caregivers, but more importantly, a place to get practical, actionable help. There are lots of ways for you to get support. First of all, you can download our welcome pack. This will get you started on your Thrive journey. Next, you can ask and get answers to your questions by posting them here in our private Facebook groups. You can also get live online support by attending one of our live weekly Connect webinars. You can get practical, actionable advice by listening to our weekly podcast. You can hear and read other stories about other caregivers' experiences. Plus, add your own in our weekly Share Your Story forum, posted every Tuesday in the Facebook group. You can access essential resources and download practical Thrive Solutions Packs, all of which are geared to help you thrive as a caregiver. You can get lifetime access to all of our resources. Again, we are here to support you and help you thrive and to enjoy your life as a caregiver. And remember, this is a place to get hope, not just cope.
Sometimes it feels like the sun will never rise, like the birds will never sing.